Saga Egmont presents Starting Over in Key West, Shadows of Yesterday by Amy Rafferty, read by Daphne Poplar. Chapter 1. A Surprise Visitor. Vicky Ruthers walked up the familiar path to the front door of the rambling Victorian house where she'd spent her childhood visiting her best friend, Christy Young. Although Vicky had come back for Christy's father's funeral the previous year, she hadn't been able to stay for the reception. The last time Vicky had been in the Young's house was 13 years ago, but again, that was not a happy occasion. Christy's mother, Lucy Young, had passed away after struggling with cancer. Tonight, Vicky was here to surprise Christy. She did have a mission, but that wasn't for tonight. That was for tomorrow. Tonight, she was going to enjoy the company of her second family and unwind from the most grueling and emotionally challenging 2 years of her life. She repositioned the two bottles of champagne she had beneath her arm and pushed the doorbell. After a few minutes of no one answering, Vicky looked at her watch. The Youngs would be having dinner around this time. Her stomach growled, reminding her she hadn't eaten the entire day as she had been on the go since she'd opened her eyes at 3 that morning. Vicky rang the bell again, and a few minutes later, the door swung open. "Will you look at that? Aaron Butler in the flesh." Vicky raised an eyebrow, looking up at Aaron. "Hello, Vicky," Aaron greeted her, a frown creasing his handsome brow. Aaron looked unsure of what he should do. Christy had already filled Vicky in on what was happening with her, her kids, and Aaron, so she knew Christy and Aaron were dating again. She saw Aaron hesitate for a few seconds and took pity on him by stepping up to him and giving him a hug. "Welcome home, stepbrother," Vicky laughed, stepping back and seeing the shocked expression on his face. "Are you going to stand there gaping at me or step aside and let me in? I'm starving, and I know the Youngs have dinner at this time." Aaron stepped aside and let Vicky in. Vicky walked past Aaron and followed the noise into the dining room. She could hear Aaron following behind, but he was forgotten the moment Vicky stuck her head through the dining room door and Maya spotted her. "Aunt Vicky!" Maya Young, Christy's daughter and eldest child, squealed, jumped up, and ran to hug Vicky. "Vicky!" Christy Young spun around, sprung up, and rushed over to Vicky. "I wasn't expecting you until the week before Christmas," she hugged Vicky. "What a lovely surprise." After a round of greetings, hugs, and introductions to some of the people around the table she didn't know, a place was set for Vicky at the table. Vicky was wedged between Christy and Malcolm Bright, a lieutenant at Christy's fire station, where Christy was the acting battalion chief. As always, there was plenty of food, and Vicky helped herself to the wonderful spread while Christy caught her up on the latest news. "How long are you home for, Vicky?" Lee Young, Christy's older brother, asked her from across the table. Vicky looked over at Lee, but before she could answer, Lee's girlfriend, Samantha Harvey, butted in. "Lee, darling, why don't you let the poor woman eat? Clearly, she's starving as she's on her second helping of mashed potatoes." Samantha's cold green eyes narrowed on Vicky. "You try them." Vicky smiled sweetly at the vapid blonde clinging to Lee's side like a vine in need of support. The Youngs make the best potatoes in Key West. She put a spoonful in her mouth and made a show of tasting them. At a guess, I'd say Pops made these.
"You're spot on there, Vicky, my dear."
Pops, Christy's grandfather, beamed at her when he heard his name being mentioned.
"But Samantha watches her carb intake."
He raised his eyebrows at Samantha.
"Unlike you, who has never had to diet in her life."
"Oh, gosh, no," Vicky said in disgust. "I love my food far too much."
"Vicky's always had a metabolism like a teenager," Lee laughed, trying to defuse a potentially nasty situation.
Vicky could see he was sensing Samantha's hackles rising.
"To answer your question, Lee, I'm home for good. I've taken over the dance studio from Mrs. Amelia."
"Oh, Vicky, that's amazing." Christy hugged Vicky. "It's going to be so nice to have you back in the same town again after all these years."
"I know," Vicky said to Christy.
Vicky turned her attention away from